Before you call a moving truck, I want you to watch this video. One of the biggest myths about selling a house is that you have to move out in order to stage it, and you don't. In fact, some of the best-selling homes are the ones where people were actually living in it. And I'm gonna show you exactly how that works. Hey there, my name is Kasha McDaniel and I'm an occupied home stager where I helped women over 50 get their houses sold while they're living in it. If you are new to my channel, welcome. I hope you get some great staging tips and advice in these videos. So where does this myth come from? You're probably wondering, well, you probably maybe heard of it. Maybe you saw it on HGTV where they totally cleared out the house and brought in rental furniture, made it look so picture perfect. Or maybe you have seen it before with vacant listing photos. You know, people think, oh, well, if I just empty it out, people can envision everything. And if you've been watching my channel, at least one of my videos, I'm probably the one that tell you only 10% of people can actually visualize the room beyond the clutter or an empty room, or just, stuff that's kind of maybe painted the wrong color. Yeah, only 10% of those people can do that. And you don't want to wait for that unicorn to come into your house. You want to show them exactly how the space can be used by staging it. So, and that's where I come in as an occupied home staging specialist, where I can see beyond the clutter, beyond the color, beyond the arrangement, to help you figure out where everything should go when it comes time to selling your house. So what occupied home staging really is basically it's a specialty, right? It's something that the stager can help you see, like I mentioned, beyond the clutter, the color, the room arrangement. And it's something that I normally do because I used to stage vacant homes as well as occupied homes, but I really found that occupied homes are actually easier, less expensive for the homeowner in order to sell their house. Because if you watch this video, I'm going to share with you about the costs of rental furniture for a vacant home. It can get astronomical. Or if you do one of those virtual staging things where you take the picture and you magically AI add, a couch here or a bed here or whatever. Yeah, those aren't as pricey, but it's not the real thing. It's not the room that can, when people walk into the house, they walk in and they go, oh, well, this house is empty. Where's all the furniture? That's because it was doctored in those photos and AI staged. So here's the real problem. It's that basically you as a seller are kind of blind, have blinders on to kind of see what the potential is of your home to make it show off all the great features of your home. And it's not like it's anything that's wrong with your home. It's just that you've lived there. You've lived it in a certain way. But that's where I come in to help you fix that. So here's what buyers really care about. We're gonna shift your focus from perfection to perception, right? They aren't looking for a magazine-ready home, okay? They want to be able to imagine themselves living in the home. And that's very achievable and much more achievable goal in a different way. Than it doesn't have to be picture perfect like you see on the covers of those HGTV or home, magazines, right? So here's what occupied staging really means, all right? It's basically we're gonna be editing, changing a few things around in your rooms and shifting things around to give the focus on that room, whether it's the living room, the dining room, the master bedroom, the kitchen, right? We're gonna move things around, edit them basically, so that you can see the potential and the perception of the home, which is the better thing that we're trying to show buyers, that this the perceived notion of imagine themselves living in this home. Okay, so we're gonna use it by, changing the focal point. We're gonna show, have a traffic flow of where things can naturally be guided through, not too much furniture in one spot. And that's one of the things that what we do is using the things that you already own, we'll arrange things differently and kind of flow them through the house versus kind of stumbling into things. So we're rearranging with intention and no moving trucks are involved. So here's an example of when I worked with lots of clients who are probably your age, women over 50, who have lived in their house while it's on the market, staged it, and got offers within either days or a couple of weeks, depending on the market size and where you're living at. I know, but it's the perception and the view of as we rearrange things, move things around. I had one homeowner where it was a huge, beautiful $1 million house. Your house doesn't have to be worth $1 million. It could be $300,000. Any house, every house could be used with staging. And I've ranged from $100,000 houses to over $1 million. I've staged all of them like that. And each one is gonna have its own tweaks, own things that we need to do as we edit and either remove things, move things around. The homeowner, when we went through each room, she was surprised with the things that we actually had to move around and change and remove and add. And she's like, oh, well, this is realistic. I can live with this. Okay, yeah. So she was excited about the fact that it wasn't that much to ask for, but once we moved things around, she realized, oh, this is staging. Okay, got it. Okay. And so once she was comfortable with the idea of the things that we would have to change or move, then she was excited about moving on to the next room. Say, okay, what do we have to do in this one? Okay, and she kind of got the idea and actually kind of answered her own questions as we went through because she was learning what needed to happen before I even said anything. So we walk into the room and say, oh, well, after we did in that room, now we got to do the same thing in here. Okay, I know what to do in here. So once that confidence comes in, you know exactly what it's going to take to sell your house. So what happens if you skip staging, right? Maybe you're like, well, no, I don't need it. Well, here's the problem. Your house is gonna stay on the market longer. It may even get offers that are below your asking price. And you may be anxious to move out and get to your next home, city, town, wherever you're moving to. And it's delaying that process. If that's what you're in a hurry to get and moving out, right? This is where staging comes in, using your things that you have in your home. So the next step for you could be something at a low budget. Maybe you just want that inspiration of, okay, Kasha, come tell me what I need to do with this room. Well, I offer what I call a mini staging consultation where you take pictures of your room. All the different angles, you know, for all four corners of the room, take pictures, send me some measurements of the room, general measurements of the couch, and then I'll come back with a video, about 10 minutes or less, about what each of these pictures, you know, I put it all together. I create a little video and explain, okay, so in this room, this is what I would do to stage it. And I tell you exactly what you need to do. That way, it's something that you don't have to figure out on your own. I'm telling you exactly what you can do to get your house staged or that room specifically staged. Maybe you've done everything else, but you're just stuck on this one room. That's fine. I can totally help you with that with this mini staging consultation. So you don't need a perfect home. You just need a buyer ready home. And that's what I do because those are two different things when it comes time to sell your house. So if you like this channel, I'd love for you to subscribe, like, comment below if maybe you have a question that I would love to be able to answer, or take advantage of my mini staging consultation. I'll leave the link in the show notes, okay? I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye!